And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty well. Happy August.
Same to you. I got an August puzzle coming up.
Oh, really? Well, last week's puzzle, you gave us a math challenge, first one in a long time, reminded me of those kind of magic square puzzles, you know, those games that you would play.
Right.
But it's a toughie.
Well, I said draw a 3x3 square, 3 boxes across by 3 boxes down. Put the fraction 3/8 in the first square in the first row. Put the fraction 1/4 in the last square in the second row. Now put a fraction in each of the remaining boxes so that each row, each column, and each of the long diagonals totals 1. How can this be done?
How can it be done?
Well, the top row is 3/8, 1/6, and 11/24. The second row is 5/12, 1/3, and 1/4. And the bottom row is 5/24, 1/2, and 7/24. And that solution is unique.
It must be, because we didn't receive too many entries. We only received 870 total. But our randomly chosen winner joins us. His name is Tom Evans, and he's in Davis, California. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Leanne.
How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
It took me, I think, a total of 20 minutes or maybe half an hour.
Really? How'd you do it?
I drew the grid, and I made a guess in the center cell and then subtracted to get the corner, and then I saw that I had 2 out of 3 on that column. And so I just repeated that process, and eventually I got tired of doing the adding and subtraction, so I loaded it into a computer spreadsheet so I could do it quickly. Banged around until I put 1/3 in the center cell, and then everything else just fell out from that.
That marvelous combination of the human brain and the computer, right?
That's right. That's actually what I do for a living.
What do you do for a living? Tell us.
I'm a civil engineer with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Ah.
And I work with computer programs that help figure out how much water is going to be in the rivers when it rains.
Fascinating. Well, meet Will and let's play. Will, meet Tom.
All right, Tom, I'm going to give you 2 words. Think of a 3rd word that can precede or follow each of my 2 to complete a compound word or a familiar 2-word phrase. For example, if I said board, B-O-A-R-D, and roller, you would say skate, as in skateboard and roller skate. And here's a hint, every answer ends in the sound 8, because August is the 8th month of the year.
Oh.
Okay.
Number 1 is fair, F-A-I-R. And department.
Okay.
And this is, we have to find a word that rhymes with 8 that either can go in front of these
right.
2 words.
So that would
or in
be
back.
Like state
yes.
fair and state that department?
State fair and state department. Excellent.
Okay.
Number 2, heavy and paper.
Weight.
Heavyweight and paperweight, yes. Shooter and edge.
Straight.
Yes, straight shooter, straight edge. Palm, P-A-L-M, and blind.
Palm and blind.
Pilot, no.
I thought of pilot, but
yeah.
Palm and blind.
Palm.
Leanne, you want to pitch in here?
I'm trying, really. I'm thinking.
Okay, 8.
Right. Oh, date.
That's it.
Date, palm, and blind date.
Excellent.
Oh, yes.
Show, S-H-O-W. And fee, F-E-E.
Showboat, but that's not...
Late. Late show.
Late show.
Yeah?
You pay a late fee. Good
cool.
going, Leanne. Check, C-H-E-C-K. And room.
Mate. Checkmate.
Checkmate, roommate, uh-huh. Train, T-R-A-I-N. And air, A-I-R. You're looking for blank train.
Oh, freight.
Freight train and air freight.
Oh,
I keep forgetting it has to rhyme with 8. That is such a good hint.
I got stalled because I was thinking of James Brown and Night Train.
You do. Isn't it funny how the brain gets stuck on one thing and you can't let it go? Next.
Try this one. Casting and jail.
Bait.
Bait casting and jail bait is right. And your last one, tail, T-A-I-L, and toll, T-O-L-L.
Gate.
Tailgate and tollgate. Tom, you were great.
Tom, you're fabulous. You are a puzzle person because the nation has just heard you playing, and you did so well, we're going to send you some things. A weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, our favorite, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles that have been heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. So, Tom, what's your public radio station?
KXJZ in Sacramento.
Perfect. Capital Public Radio, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. Tom Evans in Davis, California. You were great. Thanks so much. It's been nice to meet
you
and play.
It's a hoot.
All right. Well, Will, something for everyone to work on for next week.
Yes. This week's challenge comes from listener Peter Gordon, who happens to have made today's crossword in the New York Times. Huh. Take the first and last names of a prominent news anchor, 9 letters total, rearrange them to get the last name of a person who was prominently in the news recently. So again, the first and last names of a prominent news anchor, 9 letters, rearrange them to get the last name of a person who was prominently in the news recently. What person is it?
Leanne Hansen has more than 9 in the
Too
front.
Bad.
I know. When you have the answer to this, let us know what it is. Put it on a postcard. Send it to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. And please, only one entry per person. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include both your home and work telephone numbers. We'll call you if you are our winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.